All right, take three. This is Apoteca Audio Boo, and I am Dave Birds. This is, of course, for those who don't know, I don't know how you're listening to this, but this is a little audio blog that I do from time to time, just not really for anything other than posterity. So this is just me talking about, I guess, a moment in time in my life. So actually, this is the third time I've started recording this, as I mentioned, because for some reason the player recorder thing has frozen twice. I don't know what's up with that. So if this one doesn't work, I think I'm going to give up. But it is September 10th here in Japan, and fall, August, is kind of like my new year, if you will. I guess I just, because I associate that with, like, the new school year in America. Most Japanese people, as far as I know, think of April as the start of the new year, like when, you know, new stuff happens, like new changes in the environment and the season and work and school and all that stuff, because the school year here begins in April. But I don't really make New Year's resolutions. I did that one year a while back, and that was cool because I actually kept my goals. But right now I'm trying to kind of restructure just my general life, what I'm doing. So I'm thinking about staying in Japan for maybe another 2 years starting this year, because my contract begins in August, so this is my second year. I'm really thinking hard about that right now, because I'm getting older, obviously, so I'd like to go back to America sooner than later and, you know, start building the foundations for some sort of life, like a career and stuff like that, if I can. I guess the problem with that is that I still don't really know what my life passion is. I'm just interested by a lot of things, but there's not one thing in particular that I find myself, you know, enamored with to the point where I'm, you know, I could dedicate myself and my career to that. But I guess we'll see. I've been asking a lot of friends for advice, or just, you know, out of curiosity, what they're up to, what they're doing. And so some have given me some pretty interesting advice. My friend Jordan, who's Canadian but living in San Francisco, he just came to Japan for a couple of days. And he's a network administrator, I guess, or a network engineer, if you will. And so he was giving me some information about that. Very interesting. I don't really know much about networking at the moment, but I've been sort of poking at the materials that he's recommended, and it's kind of interesting. And just, you know, checking out a lot of other stuff. Over the summer, I took some classes on Coursera, which is a MOOC provider. MOOC is a very strange term that I don't really care for, but that's pretty much what everybody, that's the nomenclature that everybody uses. It's basically a online class and geared to be, you know, free and available to anybody who wants to study it and who has access to the internet. So that's kind of cool. I used to try using MIT OpenCourseWare, which is basically a website where MIT professors can dump all of their lecture notes and PowerPoints and syllabi and homework and all that stuff up on the internet. But that one, it's just materials that are taken from existing college courses, and it's not really geared towards an online audience. So you have to be very motivated to do that. And that's not to say, you know, obviously this kind of thing, MOOCs take motivation too, but it's easier when you have the support group of, like, discussion forums of other people who are also studying this, and, you know, lecture videos that are made specifically for, you know, consumption by a greater audience. So, That's been interesting. I'm actually still taking some courses now. I finished up all the summer ones. Right now, I think I'm enrolled in like 8 classes, which is obviously way too much. Just trying to decide which ones interest me enough to want to pursue more. So I guess we'll see. I'm taking some that are related to my major in university, which was East Asian Studies. So I figure it's something that interests me, so keep learning about history and language and that kind of thing. And also some other stuff. I've been taking programming classes in Python. Not advanced at all yet, but it's fun. I enjoy programming. And just some other stuff. I want to take some cooking classes offline, obviously. They're kind of expensive in Japan. It's like $50 a class. So, but they have trial classes that you can sign up for and just go do. So I'm going to check that out, see if it's any good. I don't know. I was trying to do a lot of different stuff. I've been learning guitar lately. I haven't really touched it lately because I've been busy, but just practicing, learning a lot of chords, which is fun. And I don't know. Today I thought of meetup.com, which is something that I've looked at in the past. And one of my friends here kind of, you know, swears by Meetup, goes to a lot of them. And I went to one with them, and it was okay. It was walking, you know, down a river in Tokyo when the cherry blossoms were blooming. And that was fun, but I haven't really talked to any of those people again since then. And I don't know, I was just looking today and none of the ones that are up there in Tokyo really interested me much. There's a lot of strange language exchanges for ostensibly single people. And there's a UFO contact group, something like that. Yeah, and stuff like that. But, I mean, the ones that interested me was stuff like craft beer and, you know, museum visiting, which are things that I could probably do by myself and probably have just as much fun. So I'm probably going to skip that. But, yeah, actually, I've been, you know, I've just been sort of embracing alone time lately, which is, I guess my dad was here in Japan for a couple of weeks ago, and he kind of reiterated, I guess he's pointed this out before, that I'm more solitary than my brothers and the other people in my family, and don't really mind being alone. I mean, it kind of sucks sometimes to go out alone in a foreign city because you feel like nobody's paying attention to you and you don't matter. Not to say that that's important, but it is just a very strange feeling. And I don't know. Sometimes staying home all day is just really boring, and I don't really like doing that. I like to get out at least. But I don't know. I haven't met that many good friends here. It's been a year. And so I put pretty considerable effort into finding/making friends, and my, you know, return, I guess, my yields in that department haven't been so great. So this year I'm just kind of, you know, doing stuff by myself, going to concerts that I want to see, and, you know, going to museums and checking out restaurants and stuff alone, and that's okay. I don't know. I almost feel like in this country there's almost too much. I mean, it's almost too okay to be alone. Like, people don't look at you strangely for being by yourself. Not that they should, but it's a complete 180 from Korea, where I used to live, because usually, in my experience there, it seemed like Koreans were very social people and kind of wanted to be around other people all the time, like surrounded by their friends constantly. And if you were out and about on your own, like eating alone, people thought that was really weird. So yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to enjoy things more this year, trying to try new things, and just see where life takes me. So thank you for listening, and catch you next time.